This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Congress will soon consider nearly doubling funding to help low-income people stay warm this winter. Lawmakers from Snowbelt states want to add $2 billion to this year's budget for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, known as LIHEAP. Most LIHEAP money goes to purchase fuel. But some energy experts say the best long-term solution is to help low-income families save energy. NPR's Kathleen Chalk reports.
Doris Gerber leans over her walker and peers out her kitchen window. She's spent the past half century in this drafty house on the outskirts of Baltimore. Now she lives here alone.
I don't go nowhere. I fix my own meals. I do my own cleaning.
But this winter's been tough. All her income comes from her Social Security check, and now she's spending a lot of that money on heat.
I get $694 a month. My last bill was $311.
Gerber won't have to pay the entire $311 herself. The LIHEAP program will help, but not much. Mark Wolf, executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, says in recent years, skyrocketing energy prices and a surge in applications have stretched the program thin. The average annual payment's fallen from $300 to $288.
While the cost of home heating has more than doubled. So we're really facing a crisis in this program. We've gone from a period where the program was quite effective, paid more than 50% of the cost to heat a home, to now a period where it's maybe paying 25% of the cost of heating a home.
The federal government does more than write checks for fuel. Every year, it also helps weatherize about 100,000 homes. This year, it's Doris Gerber's turn. When it comes to weatherizing, the government doesn't mess around. Ron Fox describes himself as a kind of heat loss detective. He's a federal contractor and vice president of a firm called Energy and Environmental Consultants. And right now, he's in Gerber's living room, getting ready to do a forensic audit. He's removed the front door, installed a huge exhaust fan in its place, and switched it on. The room immediately gets colder.
That's because we're sucking all the nice warm air out through the fan. And what's happening is that cold air from outside is coming through all the cracks and the crevices in the walls, around the windows, through doors, through drop ceilings, and many places that are hidden that you wouldn't even think about.
And he knows just how to find them. He opens a briefcase and extracts what looks like a chubby video camera. This is called an infrared gun. Its viewfinder displays objects around the room and their temperatures in various shades of gray. Warm areas appear lighter, cold ones darker.
Okay, we're starting down the wall and we're looking for items that we might find that are stealing some energy. Well, the first thing we see is an electrical outlet. The plate of the outlet is totally dark, and it almost looks like a dark star with about 7 points. Those points are actually airflow coming out from around that receptacle.
A telltale dark line leads straight from the outlet to a big black spot just below the ceiling. That, says Fox, is a gaping hole in the outside wall, hidden behind the aluminum siding. In the bedroom, a jagged ridge of cold, dark air reveals a leaky baseboard. Fox keeps finding more problems and explaining how his crew can fix them. He's clearly enjoying this.
Because of the defects that we found, no insulation in the attic, the uninsulated ductwork in the basement, the ductwork that wasn't sealed in the basement, no insulation in the floor, we've got a good opportunity here. This house, we could save 40% of the energy bill in this house.
These kinds of savings aren't unusual, he says. And he says weatherization projects like this typically pay for themselves within 2 to 4 years. The federal government, though, spends at least 5 times as much money purchasing fuel as it spends on weatherization. Former Assistant Secretary of Energy Dan Riker says that's a missed opportunity.
We're putting most of the money into every year one-shot payments of people's energy bills instead of going in and cutting energy use in those homes by 20, 30, 40% and allow these low-income people to enjoy those savings for years and years and years.
But he says fixing more homes would take a major investment. And in fact, the government may be moving in the opposite direction. Some states are scaling back their weatherization programs this year so they can buy enough fuel. And Riker says President Bush's budget request for next year will cut funding for weatherization by almost a third. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.